I'd like to start just by singing together this beautiful little refrain from Taizé. So I'll lead through it. As you pick it up, just join in. It goes like this.
Wait for the Lord, His day is near. Wait for the Lord, keep watch, take heart.
Together.
Wait for the Lord, His day is near. Wait for the Lord, keep watch, take heart.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German Lutheran pastor who lived during the time of World War II. He was a theologian, an anti-Nazi dissident, and he found himself in a situation of waiting for the Lord. He got himself in trouble with the Nazis because he had set up an underground seminary to train pastors for the Lutheran Church. He was also involved in protecting Jews and was connected with an assassination plot on Hitler. And as a result of that, he was captured by the Nazis and imprisoned in Tegel prison in Berlin, which still exists. In 1943, on November 21, Dietrich Bonhoeffer writes this regarding his imprisonment and Advent. And he says, a prison cell like this is a good analogy for Advent. He said, one waits, hopes, does this or that, ultimately negligible things. The door is locked and can only be opened from the outside. Advent, a time of waiting. Now, this comparison between Advent and a prison cell may seem a little bit strange to us. However, what he was saying was that there is this time of expectancy. Maybe he was going to be freed. Maybe someone was going to come to him and tell him his life was coming to an end. However, as a believer in Christ, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, he knew that this waiting would always have a good end. And so no matter where he thought he found himself, it would work out. And so with us, we are in this period of waiting. A lot of us are thinking of Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ. But this time of waiting actually is big picture waiting. Yes, we're remembering the birth of Jesus, but also of his return, of the end of history. And so in the Gospels today, Jesus is instructing his followers, his disciples, to stay awake. He says that so many times in the Gospel. And it's not a physical sleeping. It's an alertness. Jesus is saying, stay alert. Be aware. Make sure your mind is focused. Be prayerful because he's going to come. Our life, in some way, will come to an end, and we need to be prepared. Not in a fearful way, as I'll explain in a moment, but he will come. And so we need to stay awake as we wait. And so this is a loving call from God, and we see that in the first reading from Isaiah, where Isaiah talks about this great closeness between God and ourselves, this intimacy. I'm not much of a potter. I tried it a little bit in primary school. I was hopeless, but it was fun. You know, you get your hands dirty, the clay gets between your fingers, and you come up with something, you put it into the kiln. And so your experience of clay and being the potter is a moulding. So Isaiah is saying that we are like clay in the hands of the potter in a loving way. And so he goes on to say, we are all the work of your hands. And so there's this closeness here between God and us. And Isaiah is not saying this because life was easy for him. In fact, it was very much the opposite. As Father Richard and I have mentioned a number of times, that the Jewish people around the time of Israel had been under tremendous persecution. They'd been captured, they'd been enslaved, they'd been taken out of their land to another land. And they had superpower after superpower dominate them. And they were tired and worn out. And here's Isaiah saying, what? The potter? Is God really like that? the Israelites are saying, please rend your heavens and come down, end it now. We want to get out of this place. And Isaiah saying, no, be patient. Wait. Don't we feel like that sometimes? Life is tough. We have a pandemic, bushfires, drought, relatives overseas who are suffering. What can we do? Lord, please come. Like, it's really tough here. I was listening to a very good friend of my wife and I. I'm a married deacon, by the way. And we were listening to him talk. He'll talk. He's from Canada. Done some amazing things all around the world. Seen God do extraordinary things in terms of helping the poor and the underprivileged, and going into suffering nations and seeing God do miracles in terms of healing. And he was saying, Lord, I feel tired. And then he's like, Lord, we feel tired. And I was, as he was saying that, I was thinking, wow, he's like a hero in the faith in this world, and he's fatigued. And Isaiah is linking that in, isn't he? He's saying, yes, we need you. And he's encouraging us because God is close to us. And St. Paul reminds us of that, that he is faithful. And so we see in the Corinthian church, this area in Europe that had been far away from God, and they encounter the gospel, and their lives are transformed. They were known for being a very immoral, divided city, region, and then the gospel comes and transforms them and brings them unity. And so, yes, Isaiah is talking about the difficulty and we need to have hope. And then we see in Paul, yes, it can be done. And so we're encouraged today as we are waiting. We are waiting for Christmas. We're waiting for God to do something. We're waiting for answers to prayer. We're waiting that he is faithful. Stay alert. Stay awake. I think the danger for us here in Canberra, because things are going okay, yes, it has been a little bit tough, but now it's like the busyness comes back and we get busy, don't we? Working and shopping and planning and organising and catching up with people. And it's like, oh yeah, then it's Christmas. That's right, we're going to have Christmas. And then we forget the significance of Christmas. And so the waiting is important. We need to stop. Thank you for coming to church. This is so important for us, isn't it? We need to stop and wait and be secure. I was, when I was teaching last week, I had one of my Year 11 students come up to me. He just finished, and I had a bit of a chat, and he goes, sir, so this is a Year 11 student, 16, 17. Sir, I've started to do Christian meditation. So this is at Marist College. And we do meditation as part of our prayer to start the lesson. He goes, I'm doing 20 minutes a day. So this is last week. This is a 16, 17-year-old. We sometimes think they're godless, don't we? But they're not. Our teenagers are profoundly spiritual and looking. And I said to him, I bet your days are going better. He goes, oh yeah, they're going so well. And so he had discovered the power of stopping and waiting and being silent. So then I said to him, well, you know, there's an app. He's like, oh wow, is there an app? So I said, yeah. It's called the World Community for Christian Meditation. So I jumped on his phone straight then and there, found his app, downloaded it, and off he walked, really excited. So not only is he doing the meditation, not only is he stopping, and he's waiting, but it's like it's on his phone. There's a lot of good stuff on that, on the phones. It's the bad stuff. There's some good stuff too. So stop and wait. Stay awake. Be alert. We don't know when Jesus is coming. So back to Dietrich Bonhoeffer. On April 9th, 1945, his waiting finished. His time of Advent, he says, was complete. And the prison doctor says of him on that day how profound the peace was in him as he prepared to go to the executioner. The doctor said that he saw him in his cell on his knees praying, not in anxiety or fear, but in a great, great deep trust and a peace. And then as he left the cell, there was this profound calm about him. And these were the words of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his last, these were his last words. And this is what he said. This is the end for me. For me, the beginning of life. This is what he said. This is the end for me, the beginning of life. His advent had concluded. His waiting had come to an end. So let's finish by singing this psalm together. Wait for the Lord.